You are here on Big Daddy Radio, ESPN, 1700 AM. This is Brian Garrity, your host of Big Daddy Radio Hour, every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on ESPN 1700. We have our panel. We have a full house here today. We've got Melissa. Do you want to tell people your last name?
Hi, I'm Melissa Magalon.
Magalon. Yeah. I want to pronounce it right. I didn't want to
butcher. Magallon.
That's the right way. I like it. Do it for us one more time.
Magallon.
I like how you put it in there with that. And she is a chef, and she's owner of a great place downtown. You guys are going to love it. It's Allure Restaurant, and they've got a fantastic ambiance, a fantastic menu, a fantastic group of people. You're amazing. The listeners are going to love to hear all about you.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And we have Dave Miller here for our real estate section, who is one of the main people over at Crest Hisco Home Warranty. You know, a lot of people think home warranties are a thing of the past.
That's right.
It's not true.
Glad to be here. You can't mess up Dave Miller. Like, you know, your name can be interpreted.
I didn't want to butcher it. And Angie Moskowitz, our co-host, is here. Right. So, anyways, but let's start with the restaurant. Because, I mean, exciting times. Our friends Robert and Chris introduced us to you. And I was like, we need to have her on the radio.
Yeah, I was so happy to see you at the grand opening. It was awesome.
And your food was amazing there. Really, really. And I saw you getting great reviews on Yelp, which is good.
Yeah, so far they're all 5 stars. I'm very, very happy to say that.
But you started with kind of celebrity chef Brian Malarkey. I mean, for lack, San Diego is definitely a local celebrity, but I mean, even more so than that at this point. But tell us kind of your progression on getting to Allure, to opening your own place.
Well, fresh out of culinary school, I actually went to culinary school here in San Diego, San Diego Culinary Institute. And then they make you do an internship. And I was actually, as corny as it sounds, I was a total fan of Top Chef, and I used to watch it. And I watched his season. And I was actually rooting for him because he was the San Diego guy representing my city. So I was all about it. And right out of school, they make us do an internship. And I chose Ocean Air because that was a restaurant he worked at. So did my internship there. I did good enough where they offered me a position. And I was there for about a year. But he ended up leaving to go open Seersucker. And as soon as that started happening, I got the phone call saying, do you want to come open it with me? And I was like, of course. So I definitely hopped over there. Went to open Seersucker. It was an amazing experience. It was awesome. I started on the salad station and worked all the other stations. Went to the fry station, the grill station, the saute station. Eventually, I became a lead line cook there. So it's kind of like started off being a boss there.
Paid your dues. Exactly. I paid my dues, worked
my way up. And then like about a year into it, I finally got the white coat. I was promoted to sous chef, which is every cook's dream to get that white coat. So then, I was just a sous chef there for a while. And then when Herringbone in La Jolla opened, they asked me to go over there. So I was at Herringbone for several months. And then shortly after that, they were opening their second Seersucker over in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mm-hmm. So they asked me to go over there and help them open that. So I got flown out there for 2 weeks. Wow. It's a lot of fun. Work hard, play hard.
Make it worth it.
Scottsdale is awesome. They have the best mall you can dream of. It was amazing. But then once that was open and up and running, I got sent back to Seersucker. And then shortly after that, Burlap needed some help. Mm-hmm. So then I got transferred to Burlap, which, rest in peace, doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. Now it's the Seersucker Del Mar. But I worked for a great chef there. And the food, I was so good at Burlap. I was so sad to see it go.
It was good.
It was really good.
Yeah,
I was living up in
Carmel Valley at the time. So we were there when it opened. Yeah. And well, I thought it was good.
I thought it was the best. I thought that was the best
restaurant.
I thought
it was a really interesting concept. Now, just think of, like, now you have your own restaurant in downtown Gaslamp area of San Diego.
No, it's crazy.
I mean, think about just starting, you know, the few years ago, San Diego Culinary Institute, to where you're at now.
I know. It doesn't feel like that long ago, but.
So who is the driving force behind, like, the name, for example?
Allure. The name Allure, it was kind of, it's like a family place. So all, like, my whole family and my boyfriend runs the front of the house. We all just kind of, like, put our heads together, and we went through a whole list of names, but we settled on Allure because if you look up the definition for Allure, it means to charm, to entice, to seduce. It's like a sexy mm-hmm. name, and that's kind of what we were going for, like a really, like, really nice, romantic, intimate place. And Allure, also strategically, it's alphabetically smart to choose Allure with an A, because once that restaurant week list comes along, like, our restaurant's going to be on the first page. And I just, it's a nice name. It's easy to remember, short, sexy.
So you guys are open 6 days a week, 7 days a
week? We're open 7 days a week. 5 to 10 on the weekdays, 5 to 11 on the weekends. Mm.
So no lunch service. It's all dinner.
Lunch is up in the air. We might be able to try and open up lunch maybe in the summer. But we want to be a little more established before we extend our hours and our labor and all
that.
Oh
yeah. So. You're gonna have to bring all these people on labor wise.
Exactly.
It's like right now you've got a good thing going.
Yeah, right now I'm like, well, I want to focus on dinner and make sure it's a success. And so far, mm-hmm. I mean, as you see on Yelp, like, so far everyone that comes in is loving it. So.
I think you got a great location.
Thanks,
so you can pick up some theater traffic when that happens.
Right,
just
right
do some strategic, strategic partnerships.
Great.
So you're right by the Lyceum, right?
Balboa. There's Balboa Theater, Horton Plaza Mall. You got the Hard Rock Cafe on the corner.
So a lot of good things.
Yeah, and then they're opening the amphitheater in like 2015, I believe, in the summer. A big amphitheater. It's going to be like, supposedly it's going to be the new heart of San Diego, and it's going to be a huge park with movie nights and music festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully that opens soon.
they want to reinvigorate downtown, like how they did with Horton Plaza, but now
That's
they're
right.
talking about redoing some stuff. So tell us about what's on your menu. Because it's very tasty.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the way I broke my menu down, I have a lot of smaller plates. It's like they're almost like appetizers, but even a little smaller than that. And some of the favorites are the fried oysters. Those are a big seller. They're prepared with oranges and hibiscus flower and like a Jamaica vinaigrette and some cilantro.
Oh, wow.
Those are really good. And then I also have a calamari with a sweet cucumber glaze. With some pickled chilies and cilantro as well. I'm adding on the pork belly this weekend. That's one that people are like, where's your pork belly? Where's your pork belly? I'm bringing it on soon. Then I also have bone marrow. Fried.
That seems like it would be gross.
No, it's so good. It's so good. It tastes like meat butter. It's delicious.
It's whenever I see bone marrow, I'm like, ooh. Boy.
Yeah, so good. You got to be adventurous if you come to Allure.
No, we're at it. Totally. Are you kidding? For me, anything out of just
it's
basic peanut butter and jelly.
I got chips, french fries. We're all good. That's a cool thing I did when I wrote my menu is I try to cater to, like, everybody. Because not everybody wants to venture out and try bone marrow. Or, like, I have, like, lamb shanks and people are scared of lamb. But I also have, like, steaks and chicken. I have fish. I try to cater to, like, everyone's palate. So...
Yeah, I think you guys are going to be so successful.
I really hope
we're behind you. Big Daddy Radio, you're going to be a restaurant favorite. So you'll be on the website. We get a lot of traffic there. We'll make sure we promote
that
so people know.
That's
and
great. Thank you.
Your boyfriend's name that runs the front of the house is here today.
Yes, Carl Nacuzzi.
Carl Nacuzzi. So you know we can talk to Carl too when you're down. So we got to get Angie down there now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta try it.
Fantastic.
You're gonna love it. You gotta come try it.
You gotta try it out.
Oh no, and I'll be doing the bone marrow and the
I love to hear that.
So I'm gonna do the lamb. And, you know,
What about you, Dave Miller? You up for some bone marrow?
Absolutely. I'll try anything twice.
Nice.
She's only asking for one. So what are you kidding? I think you'll be a true believer though in the restaurant. It was really everything you guys made that night was really good.
Good.
I mean,
awesome.
It was really good. So,
yeah, everything that you tried is actually like smaller portions of what's actually on the menu. So
it was all
you heard
it
here
a
first.
Plus.
Brian approves.
That was totally. So how was your weekend? Darling, I know today's really crazy for everybody. It's just been like a whirlwind.
It has been a whirlwind. You know, I just kind of flew into the studio today.
I know that's
like
okay. I think we all did, actually.
It's just been that kind of
so it's just
a little
been the
frenetic,
whole week.
But good. I posted my first YouTube video last night.
Are you dead?
I'm so excited. After all these years, I'm a singer too. Oh, I'm a singer. I know. So that was an exciting new thing.
And we've been trying to push, get it to go like on The Voice or one of these shows.
Well,
you know, I'm you're so cute. Okay, on break.
Get her to sing live.
Yeah, no, a lot of fun.
We're going to get her to sing live one of these days.
I will. Actually, I really need to. That'll be fun. Bring in some of my musician friends and we'll just have a music show.
There you go. We've had like Music March, basically. And then I can't believe April's already evaporating. It's so crazy.
Yeah, time flies.
So how about you? How was your weekend?
Busy. Yeah. Real estate is very busy right now, so that's a good thing. No complaints.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, are you seeing like on the home warranty side of things? Like, art is picking up?
Wish there was a little bit more out there to sell. The inventory is pretty low, but it makes for some great transactions right now.
So on that note, folks, we're going to go to break. Right here on Big Daddy Radio, and we'll be back with Melissa, the owner of Allure Restaurant, which is downtown in the Gas Lamp, and Dave Miller from Crest Hisco, and my beautiful co-host, Angie Musk. All right, you're back on Big Daddy Radio Hour here on ESPN 1700 AM. We're here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. I'm Brian Garrity, host with Dr. Angela Moskowitz. Moskowitz, sorry.
It's okay.
But I always am going to put a G in there for you.
It's all good.
One of those things. But we're here with the proprietor from Allure Restaurant, the new restaurant in downtown San Diego, who's filled us in, Melissa, and she'll tell you her last name. She says it better than I can.
Oh, yeah. Magallon.
There you go.
Magallon.
There's a lot of power when you say it.
Yeah,
so that's
the Latina side.
It's going to be a success in your restaurant.
I know.
Success.
Just ask for me.
It's
I'll
a very passionate language. I love it.
Then we've got Dave Miller from Crest Hisco that deals with home warranties on the real estate side. We were talking like everybody about it being a full moon. My God, it feels like a full moon.
Yeah.
I know Sandy was supposed to be on with us through April, and then she'll be here next week. But then she was getting a new car, and it was supposed to be here. And then they decided it was going to come at 11. I was like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
We're got you covered.
Yeah.
I guess it's just one thing.
Where would she have sat?
Right. Yeah. It would have been a very
it is a full
it would have
house.
Been a very full house. So it all and
but
everything
we
worked
it.
Out for a reason. Yeah. And then we have Chris Paris here from Cisco in the house.
In the
right?
house.
So you work with Chris.
Yeah, he's
side.
My Cisco rep. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
I need something. I make a phone call. It's there the next morning. He's I'm getting to it without Chris.
There you go. He's amazing. And he made the connect for me and you.
Yeah. I've never met you had an office.
Right?
Chris.
So that's an awesome thing. We got Drew from my office here. And we've got your head of house.
Yep. GM on the GM.
So are you guys there? It's like 7 days.
7 days a week, all day, every day.
Wow.
We're there. Yeah.
And
we're
you're
there.
Still smiling.
I know.
Each
yeah.
That is impressive.
That is very young.
I probably have a lot of blueberry Red Bull in my system.
Oh,
it's
my
okay.
goodness. It's got to be like, and on the relationship, doesn't it get a little draining? Yeah, but then it's hard. I know. Like, I've opened a business with a partner. I get it. I mean, it's just people that have not been self-employed just don't understand. Angie understands.
I do.
I
Both
get
my husband
it.
And I
mean, you've got to have been there to really get it. It's like, no, I can't do this or else I'm not getting a check. You, on the other hand, are going to get a check. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes things come up. It's just, it's craziness. It's craziness.
Crazy
like,
all
this
time.
Today is crazy. Dave. Talk to us about home warranty, not to flip the subject, but a little bit, because we're going to come back to Melissa in Allure Restaurant during this hour. But, like, why home warranty? There's so many people that have such a negative conception about it.
Right, right.
And you and I have talked about you're very available being a high-level person at the company you work for.
Right. Well, I appreciate that.
But, listen, Crest Hisco, anytime I've used, which on all my transactions, that's the only company I recommend. Because you guys go out there and take care of the problem when there is one. Everybody that I know that's has a home warranty story about they came out, I paid the service call, they wouldn't cover it. I mean, what's the 411? What's the 911? That's what today is.
Right.
But what's the 411? Why is that? Where does that misconception come from?
Well, I tell you, one of the best things about our warranty is the trade call fee. And a lot of people will have a technician come out to their house and look at an electrical problem or maybe a dishwasher or something like that, a water heater. And home warranties cover a lot of things, but there are a lot of things that they don't cover.
Right.
And sometimes we have to send a technician out there to look at it. And mm-hmm. if for any reason our technician doesn't do service to it or if it's not covered, our homeowners pay nothing. And I'll tell you, there is nothing easier in a meeting full of realtors to say is that, because they get a lot of phone calls from angry homeowners.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I just pay $75 for this guy to walk in and say, I can't work on that type of heater or it's not covered? So we eat the cost and we pay the technician for going out there. So it makes us very popular.
Yeah, you guys mm-hmm. are great. I mean, I learned early on. Just trust me, right. dealing with some of your competitors, it's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to get that kind of phone call 6 months later
right.
from a seller or
that's
buyer
right.
or
right.
whatever, especially when you're the one that's made the recommendation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because all they're going to remember is you said this company was going to do the right thing.
Right.
So it's always a dicey proposition, but I never have that worry with you guys.
Right.
I don't. Mm. I mean, you guys really, good. If it's within, I also want people to understand, when you get a home warranty policy, make sure you get from the agent a copy of what's covered.
Right.
And
right.
rather than just assuming everything in those walls are covered, because it's not.
That's
like
probably
you just
the,
said.
Yeah, that's the, probably the biggest miscommunication we have as an agent or the homeowner calling us saying, you know, I thought all this drywall was covered because I had a water leak. And they mm-hmm. get confused a home warranty sometimes with their homeowner's insurance.
Right, right. And exactly.
And while the water heater is covered, mm-hmm. all of the secondary damage that it caused when it shattered, you know, and spread all over the floor mm-hmm. Is not covered. That's the homeowner's insurance. So we work mm-hmm. with them on that type of stuff. But you know, it's not all glory. We do have mm-hmm. items that are just not covered. And like you mentioned, Brian, sometimes the sellers are only willing to pay up to $300 at the close of escrow for the mm-hmm. warranty.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that
right.
only gives them maybe the standard
the
coverage
basic.
And maybe some air conditioning, but not it doesn't give them the roof, maybe the washer, mm-hmm. dryer, fridge. So we always advise that the agent communicate with the buyers. Here's the coverage that we've provided for you. You can call Dave and add all the coverages you want, but here's all we could get on this transaction. You know, at mm-hmm. the point of sale. So just knowing what is covered and what isn't is really smart for the agent to do that. And you do a great job of that. You give them a card and you say, any questions you have, just give Dave a call. And
oh, yeah.
a lot of times I'm calling people to say, you know, this is why it's not covered. It's
yeah.
just not covered by a home warranty. And that's okay. That the agent appreciates that I've eliminated the phone call to them.
Sure.
And this makes it, because then the people are like, but you said, and it's like, no. This is like an ancillary service
right.
benefit for you, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know, being a homeowner,
right.
it does feel like homeowner's insurance. See, that's the difference.
It does.
It's a warranty. It's not insurance.
Right. It's a contract is
okay.
what it is.
So, yep. but and I think, like, I always get the total care for my clients. I don't mm-hmm. care. Some sellers only want to put down $300. And
right.
I'm always like, in the long run, if you mm-hmm. get hit up with something, you're going to be so glad you paid the extra $120.
Right.
Just
yeah.
to get that extension of coverage.
Absolutely.
And then you can add things on. But, like, what is something that you don't see people adding that they should add on a home warranty?
Well, washers, dryers, and refrigerators are always important. Those are a la carte options because not every home that they purchase, those appliances don't always convey. And I always mm-hmm. ask when I'm writing an order, how much are the sellers providing so we can maximize the coverage for your clients? Because mm-hmm. they will move in and have a refrigerator problem and realize it wasn't covered. So washers, dryers, and refrigerators, when they're going to convey, we can add those. We don't really get enough rain here in San Diego mm-hmm. to warrant roof coverage, but we do have it. But our standard coverage covers most of the items in the house. The water heater,
right.
The dishwasher, range oven, microwave, mm-hmm. Water heater, like I mentioned, the heating unit, all the electrical and plumbing. And probably plumbing is our number one call for a claim, you know, stoppages from the toilets or the sinks. Water heaters are a big one. And then when it's hot, ACs, a really mm-hmm. big claim for us. And then when it's cold, obviously the heating units.
Yeah. So important. Have you ever had a home warranty claim when you guys have had a house?
We have.
Yeah.
Actually.
What's your experience been?
It's been outstanding.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you were with us. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
right, actually.
It's been a long time. I wouldn't be surprised if we hadn't done it with you. But,
right.
I mean, actually, it's been several years, but it was smooth and clear and mm-hmm. good communication. And
I think as the homeowner, like that, it's so overwhelming, especially if it's something you just closed on the house,
mm-hmm.
you're 30 days out, and then
right.
something goes wrong.
Right.
When we purchased a house in University Heights, the we had the floors redone and had the house repainted. And I came into the kitchen, and we had brought friends in that went upstairs and used the bathroom.
Oh,
it was all
no.
the master upstairs, and the plumbing was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2 days had gone by when I opened the door, all the kitchen roof had fallen in.
Are
everything
you
was
kidding?
Leaking.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Wanted to cry.
Right.
But so then the agent that sold the house, this is the best part, Dave, like this. He's like, let me send my guy out there. So there his guy came out, and he was like, oh, yeah, I've been here 3 times before for the same problem. I was like, oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
$6,000 later to the seller's side, not my side, but that handyman guy continued work for a while.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of lawsuits occur when
like
that situation.
No, there was no disclosure, none whatsoever.
The sellers didn't tell you anything about it, and you found that out, or a neighbor comes over and says,
yeah,
you
neighbors
guys
are good for that.
Know about the mass murder that happened here or anything like that. It's,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's a lot of lawsuits.
I always tell people when you're doing your disclosures, disclose.
Yeah.
Everything.
Because you don't want any liability, and people will have a way of finding things out about your leaky toilet in the upstairs bathroom that you thought you were going to hide. So, and it's just one area of real estate where people, for whatever reason, they're so afraid they're going to lose the sale.
Right.
That they don't do proper disclosures.
Right.
And as the agent, I overemphasize disclosing. You can't disclose enough. And if you're afraid you're going to lose the sale, you're going to be in a whole lot worse condition if something goes wrong and you're stuck with a $30,000 bill.
That's right.
Trust
absolutely.
Me. Just like that could have been a lot worse. They mitigated that $6,000, the first guy that had come out was telling us it would be like a $15,000 repair.
Mm.
So they're lucky that I was nice enough. I could have went with that guy and just said, sorry, $15,000, you guys didn't disclose it. I was so hammering those disclosures. Like the minute that guy said that, I was like back through all the paperwork, and the email was long and nasty. But that's okay. That's just, you know, and I don't like to have to be nasty.
Well, we had that flippers market probably 6 months to a year ago where it was really popular, and a lot of people went in and made improvements on the home. They never lived there.
Right.
They flipped it. A lot of times they didn't even use a licensed contractor. They did it themselves.
Right.
And then they sell the house. Our new buyers walk in and, you know, problem like that, and they find out it wasn't done to code.
Right.
Or it wasn't done properly, and it's a disaster. Mm-hmm. And they go after the sellers for that.
Remember, they've not been here lately, but Patrick Clark and Brian Daly from REIG Renovations. I mean, their construction side of their business is getting really big because the flippers market has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But we still do stuff together, and they're great guys. But their big thing is you're not just putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I do, too.
It's totally right on.
Yeah.
Too many people went in, like one or two off, and would buy a house and not do it to code. Or do things the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're just going to have a whole world of hurt.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from break, we have Melissa from Allure Restaurant. We're going to talk some more San Diego business, and we'll talk more with Dave about San Diego real estate and with Angie and just see how things are going. But folks, hang in there. You're on Big Daddy Radio Hour every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on ESPN 1700. You're back. We're back. Strike a pose.
Strike a pose.
It was coming. It was coming in the background there. But we're on ESPN Radio every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. You're on Big Daddy Radio Hour here with your host, Brian Garrity and Angela Moskovitz.
Hello.
We have Melissa, the proprietor of Allure Restaurant, who's gracing our presence today because we love your restaurant. We're just going to keep telling everybody about Allure downtown.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're going to love it.
We need to go.
I mean, you got a chef with this much confidence. You got to love that, right?
Because
you know the food's going to be good because you put a lot of love in that food.
I promise you, you'll love the food.
I mean,
you'll walk out happy.
I like those pickled jalapenos or peppers.
I do jalapenos and Fresno chilies.
I can't wait. Good stuff.
Wow.
So, and we have Dave Miller from Crest Cisco. We're talking about home warranty and the real estate market in San Diego. Where do you live? Melissa?
I actually live right across the street from my restaurant at the Horton Plaza Apartments.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
That's pretty close.
Nice.
So I just roll out of bed.
That's got to be better. Do you guys live together?
Yeah, okay. We live together too. Yeah, so just roll out of bed, walk over, drink my blueberry Red Bull, and start my day.
So did you live in those apartments at the time that you opened the restaurant?
No, it took us about a year to open the restaurant, and I used to live over in Mission Valley, really close to the Qualcomm Stadium. But knowing that we were going to open that restaurant and be there like 24/7, we were like, you know what, we need a closer location. And we met our apartment manager Debbie, and she was super sweet, and got an apartment in for us, and it's really nice. We just park at Horton Plaza, so
you're there
in the
enroll, because I mean, like I said, you're there 7 days a week at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Wow. You and your partner or boyfriend or whatever, what would you classify it? Is it fiance yet? Are you at that level yet?
It should be soon.
Brian! Oh,
we're going to hold you to it. Put a ring on it.
That happens at one
point. No pressure.
If you like it, then you better put a ring on it. Exactly.
So then we're gonna be checking in, not only about how the restaurant's doing, but how
the relationship.
The ring is coming along. But their food's fantastic. And I was introduced to her through, you know, one of my best friends, Chris Paris, who works at Cisco. And I just, you know, the one thing about Chris, though, is he doesn't make a lighthearted referral. So they're serious referrals where other people are just wanting to throw you. It's like, okay, send me somebody that's serious. So, I mean, I knew, like, he's like, there's this great place downtown. You'll love this gal. Blah. And so perfect for the radio, too.
Oh,
so
thanks.
I'm glad
first
you're
time.
Here today. Yeah, that's, well, you know, hey, good exposure, starting getting it out there. And then, you know, as things change, or maybe there'll be a special night, like, okay, the theater's taking off when the play, well, who knows how you're going to form?
Because
you're
going
to have to, it's going to be windy and turny and all things positive.
Super unpredictable. Like, Monday was really, really slow, and it was like bumming me out, and then yesterday it was crazy busy.
So yeah, so
you don't know. Yeah.
And you've really only been open what?
This is our third week.
Third week.
Yeah.
So your soft opening, we went to.
You went to the grand opening.
Oh, the grand opening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were soft opened a week before that, just to kind of get a feel for things, and like for our staff to start, you know, practicing, talking to tables, and cooking all the dishes. I gotta give props to my staff. I have an amazing team.
How nice.
Front of the house, super friendly. Everyone's super real, down to earth. You never feel like someone's just reciting the same, every table the same spiel. And my cooks too. I mean, like, the scary thing for a chef is when you do your own food and your own menu at your own restaurant. Like, I can make those dishes perfectly every time, but if your cooks can't cook, then the customer doesn't get to try the real thing. So I gotta give props to my cooks. Those guys kill it every night, and they're very happy to be there and very passionate guys.
Yeah.
So
what's your favorite recipe?
Oh, man. I really like my chicken. I like my chicken dish a lot.
Tell me about it. What is it?
Chicken dish is, it's, first of all, I get that from Chris. It
is
free-range organic chicken from Mary's Farm. And the reason I like it so much is I got a immersion circulator, which is a fancy talk for sous-viding, which is you pretty much put the water at the same temperature for several hours. So, you know, a big thing with chicken is you never want to undercook chicken.
Right.
And then if you overcook it, it's dry.
Exactly.
But when you sous-vide stuff, I put the chicken in a little plastic bag with garlic, butter, thyme, rosemary. We seal it up and we put it in the immersion bath at the same temperature. And it cooks for 3 hours at the same temp. And what that does is it seals in all the delicious butter and garlic, and the juices get sealed in with the chicken.
Oh.
So it absorbs that flavor. Mm-hmm. And then it's cooked juicy and tender and perfectly all around, all throughout. So once my cooks get an order of it, they sear it off in a cast iron skillet. And then they serve it with our mashed potatoes, which people are saying it's heavenly mashed potatoes. You gotta go try them. And then some cipollini onions, some roasted baby carrots with some chorizo gravy.
You could have brought some.
I know, right? Well, hey, we open at 5. You guys need to eat, right?
So, and then do your family members work there too?
Yeah.
Like your mom and dad? Or?
My mom and dad are the owners. Yeah.
Okay.
So they... they come
so
in.
So we shout out to mom and dad.
Shout out to the mom and
props
the dad.
Props for them helping get the doors open.
My little sister is a hostess. So nice. Yeah, we have the whole family there. And there's rumors of my brother being a busboy in the summer. So
oh my goodness.
The whole family's going to be there by the end of the
so
summer.
So it truly is a family business.
It truly is, yeah. Yeah,
were you always interested in cooking and food?
No, it's kind of funny. Like, my mom actually, she laughs at me because she says I would never even pick up my plate off the table. She said I would never help her in the kitchen. And it's true. Like, I used to make sandwiches and salads, and that was, like, about where I could cook. But then, I don't know, between me and my friend, we really started, like, we just one day were like, let's start cooking dinner for each other and trying out recipes. I was like, all right. And I kind of liked it, and I got a feel for it. And then I started watching the cooking shows, and I started getting really into it. And at that time, I was actually going to San Diego State, and I got a bachelor degree in psychology. But things change.
Right.
They do.
I just didn't know what to do outside of college. I didn't really, my counselors didn't lead me anywhere. And getting a master's was like 7 more years of school. So I was like, I don't know if that's for me. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to culinary school to try it out. And I just fell in love. And
that's the thing, the passion. You got to have the passion for what you do.
You have to, especially in this industry.
Totally. Short. I agree. Same thing with, like, even real estate. Or so. Angela is a doctorate of psychology.
Oh,
so
nice.
She could tell you all about what you have to go through.
You're right. You're right. Another 7 years. Yeah. It's a ridiculous amount of time.
It's too much for me. I couldn't do it.
Another 7 years. Plus, you have to do your own, be under your own therapy?
Yeah,
not therapy, but you do, right?
No. You absolutely do. Yeah, all psychologists, we have to go through at least a year of our own therapy, which, trust me, you want us to.
Is it part of the curriculum?
If you're coming to see us, you do.
Is it part of the curriculum, though?
It is, absolutely. Okay. It's mandated. It's
but
a mandated part of the...
But nobody's knowing what your issues are.
Huh?
Nobody knows what your issues are. No. I mean, no, I don't know. But
let's just hope you're taking care of them so they don't interfere.
It's not an apprenticeship. You're literally the patient.
Oh, no, you're the patient.
Okay. So
you were the patient. It's good. It really helps be a better therapist to know what it feels like to be on the other side.
Yeah.
On
the couch. Yeah.
And guess I'm going to have dinner tonight and be on the other side tonight.
Yeah.
Be a customer.
There you go. I mean, so what are your parents? What's their background? Work-wise?
They're Mexican, and they have lived in San Diego for a long time. My dad has businesses over in Tijuana. He has a lot of businesses over there with some small businesses here. He rents out some apartments, and he has, like, a couple of rooms at the Hard Rock Hotel he rents out.
Cool.
He's always wanted to open a restaurant, and it just so happened his daughter became a chef. So
right.
It just kind of,
how nice.
Like, it all fit together. It's like the stars aligned. It was fate.
And we got a great photo of you that we'll be putting on the Big Daddy Radio website.
Man.
It's cute. And hopefully we can get our web person to put one of your dishes on there. So,
oh, yeah, for
you know,
sure.
You and Dave will be sharing the spotlight this week.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
But, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Poway.
So do you have a home warranty on your house?
I do. I've had it for 5 years. A lot of people ask that after the sellers pay for it for that first year, can the homeowners renew it? And the answer is yes.
That was my question.
Mm-hmm. So I've had mine for 5 years, and I've used it, you know, a couple times a year, whether it's a washing machine or pool equipment or something that goes out.
So you guys, if you go out and somebody has a washer and dryer that's like a year old that may be under manufacturer warranty, they're two separate things.
Right. We'll always go and go back to the manufacturer's warranty first because it's better for the homeowner because they're not going to pay anything to have a technician come out and fix it for free. Well, with us, they're going to have to come up with a trade call fee. So anytime there's a manufacturer's warranty, we go with that first.
But Crest Hisco, that is the way to go for home warranty. I mean, I had a client recently say, like, oh, I read about them online. I wasn't sure. And I was like, no. I sell a lot of houses, represent a lot of buyers. I would not recommend using any, because I have to stand by it.
You have to.
Because if
it
falls apart, it's going to fall apart on me.
Absolutely.
Not particularly you. So this client was like, no, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that company, and I trust you.
Right.
But I said, well, listen, to make me comfortable, the vice president, Dave Miller, will be more than happy to talk to you.
Yep.
Here is his phone number.
Right.
And didn't he call you?
Yeah, he called me. We spoke for about a half hour and just assured him of some of the services. And we talked about even Yelp and restaurants and how they will get good and bad. And with home warranties, we will really only get the negative. You know, this was not covered. I'm upset. We don't get the, wow, that was fantastic service. So we don't get as much of that in our industry.
And it's too bad because the people that are really happy, the ones that you went above and beyond for, you don't have, you're not sitting there calling them and saying like, hey, make sure you go five star us. Or right. Whereas the service industries maybe are a little different.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Like I had just went to a new dentist that I love, by the way. John Castle in Mission Valley is the best.
Okay.
Hands down. I was going to another dentist that Chris knows, but just wasn't a good fit for me. My partner goes to that dentist. But anyways, it just wasn't a good fit for me. But it reminded me of being like fifth grade going to the dentist, and I wanted something a little more progressive. But I've got John Castle in Mission Valley. He's got this practice that's very similar to the dentist that I'm referring to, although it's a little bit more just, you know how personalities have to connect?
Yeah.
And
it's
I'm really
fit.
Weird about
it's
that.
Huge.
I am so weird about that. I have been to so many damn dentists. Oh. So many darn dentists.
I thought I was going to be the first to curse.
I have had like G-go. So many dentists. Well, we have an 8-second delay, so he will either catch
it
or let it go.
Nothing happened.
Oh, okay. So I like having you on the radio. You pay attention, sister.
I do.
That's
catch
good.
That
but anyways, we've got to take a quick break. It's our last one, and then we'll be back with our final segment of Big Daddy Radio. You're on ESPN 1700. All right, we're back on our final segment of this week for Big Daddy Radio. This is Brian Garrity, your host on ESPN 1700 AM, here with my other host, Dr. Angela Moskovitz, and restaurant proprietor, Melissa. I want to say it how you say
you
it.
You should try
can.
It. Magallon.
Magallon. Magallon.
Yeah, you got it. You got
I
it.
I want to get
that's
it down.
That's a good one.
Magallon.
Better than mine.
Okay, we'll get it down. Because that power in that name is how that restaurant's going to be so successful.
Exactly. It's all in the name.
Yeah, absolutely. And my buddy Dave Miller from Crest, Hisco Home Warranty, which I appreciate you being here today.
Absolutely.
And kind of helping people understand about home warranties and that they're not an insurance policy. They're an insurance policy, but not a traditional insurance policy.
Right.
They're
more
warranty.
Of a contract.
They're more of a, and I think, explain that to people. I get it, but I have a legal background. When you're saying it's more of a contract, explain that to people.
Well, when you're talking about insurance, you're talking maybe like life insurance or something like that. You might have $1 million in limits and stuff like that. When talking to more about the home warranties, it's more per contract. So by contract, we are obligated to repair the item. If we can't repair it, we're going to replace it. So contracts are going to be a little bit more of a lower dollar amount,
right,
and have limits, whereas an insurance policy has larger limits, homeowner's insurance, life insurance, car insurance, all those items.
Right. So you get it. So, yeah. I mean, and then for our listeners that if they're in a transaction and we're not representing them, shame on you.
Right.
But no, I'm teasing. But if we are, you'd be using Crest Hisco. But if we're not, you should be, if you're working with an agent, you should be wanting a home warranty policy regardless. Whether you're the seller,
absolutely,
selling the property, you need to fork over that $420.
Right.
Gives you the total care plus, which Drew knows because he calls and orders them all for me. And then on the buy side, which I've been doing a lot of buyers lately, always negotiate in Crest,
right,
and always negotiate in the total care. Mm-hmm. That extra $100, it just doesn't make sense not to have it. And some buyers are like, well, we would be willing to forego that, but we want this. And it's like, no, you don't forego the home warranty.
Right.
No,
right.
You're going to be willing to forego that until you end up with the $4,000 bill.
Right.
Especially selling in the metro area in older houses. It's just
sure,
a better insurance, in lack of a better, I shouldn't say that, just a better contract.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it's not homeowner's insurance. They do not intertwine. But
right,
it covers things that happen in the home.
Absolutely.
That homeowner's insurance, that you wouldn't want to make a homeowner's insurance claim for.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where they'll have a water leak and they will see what we can cover on it because it's maybe the plumbing that we can cover. They will end up not putting it under their homeowner's insurance because if you file a homeowner's insurance claim, it's on your record for 5 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when you have new buyers coming into your home, they will run a CLUE report on your house and show that you had a $3,000 water loss a couple
right,
of years ago. Mm-hmm. So the other thing great about the warranties, and this might apply to your listeners, is that you don't have to be in a real estate transaction to put one on your house. I put a lot of them on homes that are coming off of other home warranty companies. that raised their rates at renewals and deductibles. And I also put them on houses like for realtor houses. I put them on there all the time. As long as everything's in working condition now, we'll take the risk.
How do you recommend just extending, like, for how long? Forever? Well, I mean, obviously, the home warranty, of course, everyone's going to expect you to say forever.
But right.
What honestly, if you're a homeowner, to me, it just would make sense to keep that $400 policy in place. Right. But are the renewal rates the same as the initiation rates?
It depends on the claims. We have sometimes where the customer isn't offered a renewal because they've had $3,000 or $4,000 in claims. But for the most part,
they're a bad risk.
Yeah, they're
just
a bad
risk.
Just
like if they were going to be underwritten at an insurance company,
absolutely.
They probably wouldn't take them, or they would be
right.
paid or premiumed up,
right.
they call it. You'd have added to your premium when you're risky.
Right. But here's why I've renewed mine for 5 years, and that's because everything in my house is now 1 year older. So when I go to renew it, I think, well, it's probably more likely to fail
that's
now than
right.
the year before.
Right.
So
right.
the pool equipment is 1 year older. The dishwasher's right. one. So it's of more value, I think, at renewal each year. So sure. I keep renewing it.
I'm all about it, totally. Mm-hmm. So with the restaurant, do you guys have a menu that is static and you just add to it? Or do you know how some restaurants always change their menu? I think that would be very hard for inventory and to keep up. But
it
how
is,
do you guys,
yeah.
what do you guys do?
Well,
do you have like your main staples?
Yeah, like right now I'm finally getting my menu to where it's supposed to be. Ever since the friends and family, I kind of started off small because I didn't want to put too much on my plate.
Smart.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be overwhelmed or anything. So slowly I've been adding dishes, like just put on like a Cobb salad recently. I'm planning on putting on the pork belly soon.
How do you make, what is the pork belly? Tell people, because that's one of the new things.
That's one of the new ones coming up soon.
So how do you make that?
So I have pork belly. I do a pork belly rub with all kinds of spices, like celery, salt, some brown sugar, some cumin, a lot of really good flavor. Rub it down, and then you let
it
sit. They're thick, yeah.
Like bacon? It's not like bacon.
That's where you get bacon from, the pork's belly, but you get like a big slab of it. So
okay.
just picture the, as sad as it is, picture a little, like a pig, and then just like
I know, no,
slice
I can't do that. Yeah.
right in the stomach.
right. That's why I won't eat veal. My partner told me what veal was. I'm like, I will never eat another piece of veal. Ever.
Yeah, veal. It's kind of depressing.
No,
I don't
talk about it.
I don't
but
eat
anyway,
veal
or
rabbit.
Yeah, yeah.
I love bunnies. So,
so you get it.
I get it. I
and I've been
where
eating the
from.
Veal, like, oh, I love this. And then he was like, do you know what that is? And then he's like, I'll tell you when we're in the car. And we were in the car, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
I will never eat veal again. It's bad Italian that I am. But go ahead. So, but you, with the pork belly, I just, yeah, like the poor little piggy. I know,
it's really sad, but hey, we got to eat, right?
Right.
I can never be vegetarian, too. Like, props to like, vegetarians, vegans. I just can't do it.
No,
I love my bacon. But yeah, so you take the pork belly, rub it up, let it marinate for 24 hours, and then the next day you roast it in the oven at a really high temperature until the skin gets crispy. And then once the skin gets crispy, you turn down the oven and cook it low and slow. That's how I love to cook.
Low and slow, baby. I like it.
Slow. I was just turning into food porn.
I know. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm like, God, sister, you can come back on this show every week.
Yeah, low and slow, though. I mean, like, a lot of my items are braised. That's just my favorite way to cook. Just cook them really low temperature for long periods of time.
But I think that brings out all the flavor, right?
It does. Yeah. It just sits in flavor and just builds up all that flavor. And then with the pork belly, once it's cooked off, we're going to cut them into little squares. And I'm going to do a maple glaze on it with maple glazed chilies, candy chilies.
Yummy.
And it's also going to have some cilantro pickled shallots. And some compressed apples, some compressed red apples. It's going to be really tasty.
So it sounds good.
Oh. I so wish I had had lunch.
I know.
I'm sitting here. I am salivating.
Yeah. Hey, we open at 5. Come to Allure for dinner.
Yeah, there you go. Right, yeah. Say you heard him on Big Daddy
Radio. Meeting Allure.
Tell people where you're located at again, just so that they know.
We are in the Gaslamp Quarters. Mm. We are on 4th Avenue, right in between F Street and E Street. We're right across the street from Horton Plaza. We're the one with the black awning and the little blue sign that says Allure on the top.
Allure.
And we have – it's a great place. We have a big dining room. We have patio seating. We have 7 seats at our bar. And then the coolest thing and my favorite part of the restaurant is once you go upstairs, there's a cocktail lounge. Mm. And that's the best room in the house, I think. I'm going to have my birthday there for sure. It's so nice. It's
maybe like, the wedding reception.
Yeah, there you go. You know, whatever
you got.
That's a good place for a party.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that would be good for a party.
It's awesome. We play music videos
and
stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to start playing some sporting events and some movie nights and stuff.
It might be good for a client party. We'll have to talk to you about it for sure. Yeah, there you go. I like that. It's a really great place. So I'm glad that Chris from Cisco hooked us up. You know,
me too.
Everything's quality that comes from Cisco, which is great. So, I mean, your restaurant is really amazing. So I want people to go there. We'll push it.
Yes, please. I want people to go there.
You have
too.
To watch. We have to look for Dave Miller and his wife to make sure they go. And Angie and Jim and Sally.
And the kids. We should just all come down.
Bring the triplets.
Absolutely.
Right? And just chow down. Yeah. Did what do you think of this whole gluten-free thing that everybody's all up in arms about, it seems?
I mean, I feel bad for people with celiac disease. It's got to be hard to not be able to eat any, like, breads and stuff. And even, like, soy sauce. I love soy sauce. Mm-hmm. I can't have that either. I mean, diet-wise, you only live once, you know. Don't be so strict. I think it's all about moderation.
Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Have a salad, you know, for lunch. And then if there's a little piece of bread on your plate, just eat it. It's good.
All right, not going to be the end of the world. So come and see Allure. You're there 7 nights
every
a week, 5 to
I'm
10.
There. 5 to 10 on the weekdays. And then on the weekends, 11. We're open till 11.
Got it. And you have a full bar, too.
Yes, and we just launched Happy Hour. So I know that's a,
we'll have to go to Happy Hour
down there. 5 to 7.
Get some Tito's vodka.
We have Tito's as our well vodka, actually.
Oh,
so
that's a well vodka? That's what I'm saying. Allure's A+. Because that's, I mean, oh, now I'll be there for sure.
Yeah, I would have been anyway. Selection for sure.
No, that's good for the well, because that's a really premium vodka. People just don't know enough about it. It's just interesting. So, Dave, any parting wisdom for us from Home Warranty Land? Just make sure you have one.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot more important than people think they are. And the expenses out there of having a plumber come at $120 an hour, you know, $200 an hour, I mean, it could add up to a couple $1,000s a year. And for $400, you have a warranty that covers a lot of things in the house. So just consider them.
So parting thoughts. We will all be back next week. Yeah. The Real Housewives of Orange County premiered on Monday night. I've been in contact with Tamara. Yes, the show has many changes. Hopefully she'll be with us next Wednesday at this top of the hour, and I'll let you guys know, but she did email me back. So just know that Tamara and Eddie will be on the show within the next 2 weeks. Yeah. And make sure you're watching The Real Housewives of Orange County on Monday nights at 9 o'clock on Bravo. And we will be back next Wednesday for the Big Daddy Radio Show. Coming up is The Bro Show at 2 o'clock. Everybody take care, and we love ya. I noticed that you got it. You noticed that I want it. You know-